Proof Ein Sifir Gimel. A nitnas al bayis. If someone enters somebody else's house, it's not proper to achares to ask for food till they give it to him. But if they put food on the table and they told him to sit by the table, he could assume that they did give him permission. He's allowed to eat the food. Also, if it's a place that he's paying for it, like a hotel, whatever it is, then the father, he's allowed to ask for the food that he's paying for. Says the Ramah, Lo yoimar odom lechaveir bo vecholi mi ma shechaltani. You shouldn't tell a person that come to eat by me in exchange for what you gave me to eat previously. Davka perei lo yichoivin. It looks like he's paying back a choiv. V'nira ki'ilo hilvaloi. It looks as if he got a loan. In other words, you can make a loan food for food. It's as if you loan me the food, then I'm paying back with my food. And if it is a loan and you pay back more, then it's a type of ribis, because you're giving him more food for less food. But it is proper, acceptable to say, you can tell him, eat with me, and some other time I'll eat with you. As long as you're not doing it in a way that sounds like there's a chiyuv to exchange one for the other. So in other words, if he says that I'm doing this in exchange for what you gave to me, that sounds like a halva, which is awesome. But if you just say, eat with me, and some other time I'll eat by you, which is just mashma, like out of free will, we'll do that, but not out of a chiyuv, that is permitted. There's no element of ribis, since there's no loom.